ABC Radio Darwin.
I'm washing a load. Not very sexy, but it is necessary, right? Hit the start button and away you go. It is not meant to give you anxiety. Then it starts to beep endlessly. And you lift the lid and you're looking in and the suds are there and the beeping continues and it's like, oh my God, what am I doing wrong? What is wrong with this machine? Someone help me. Yeah, story of my life. Washing machine anxiety, it's a thing. Jared Burns is the owner of K&J Burns Electrical and Refrigeration, and Jared has fixed quite a few recalcitrant washing machines in his day. Jared, fair to say, you're a bit of a washing machine whisperer, but I'm also curious to know whether you're a bit of a psychologist as you ease the anxiety for the machine and the owner.
I hate to say it, but most common problem that I come across is people don't really know. They just seem to plug it in and think that it goes the way it should. Most issues I've come across are from unpackaging and just not setting them up correctly. Like, it could be as simple as not having them level, so of course they're going to move and sway. It's very impressive with a front loader when you don't take the transport rods out of them, which actually stops the drum from moving at all. So of course it's going to bounce all over the place.
I'm curious what you meant when you said keeping the washing machine level. Why do you have to keep it level?
As simple as it is, doors don't like to have pressure on them, which is, when I say doors, I'm referring to a front loader rather than a top loader. Everything needs to be sort of level, or it's going to lean forward or lean to its side, and it's not going to work the way it should. Most people don't realise that all their appliances have little feet underneath of them. It looks like a little screw which you just unscrew and levels up in each corner. Another little common problem that I find is people tend to think that they can put more in it than they should, which is deceiving because you don't know how to weigh your washing. And they just have, like, unbalanced where it sticks to one side and that'll throw it out and, yes, wreck your machine.
Which do you have people have more anxiety with, the top loader or the front loader?
Front loader, not because there is more issues with front loaders. Everyone just generally seems to have a front loader over a top loader. People ask me all the time what I prefer. Front loaders are more popular because most brands sell them, whereas not everyone sells a top loader. Top loaders are generally cheaper to purchase and they have shorter cycles and tend to get through a cycle quicker, but they seem to be a bit more rougher on your clothes. Front loaders are a bit more to buy and they have extensive cycles. Like compared to a top loader, you're looking at roughly about 45 minutes per cycle, whereas a front loader, you could get up to about 2.5 hours. But they generally are more gentle on your clothes, and they're more energy efficient despite running for longer periods of time. Biggest issues I tend to find with people is they generally don't select the cycle that the washing machine tells them to select. So general public would wear cotton clothes in and out every day, except people will run it on an Express 20 or an Express 40 cycle, and I am pointing to my wife at this one, and the machine won't break down the detergent as well as it should, and therefore it leaves a residue inside your machine rather than soapy water. So a simple, you know, once every month or every 3 months, depending on how many people are in a household, if you give your machine a little bit of love and care and give it a clean, or if anything, run an empty wash on a hot cycle, that'll tend to burn off that residue that you tend to see on a rubber seal in a front loader washing machine. Another thing which a lot of people don't realise is on a front loader, you have a drain which is located in the bottom left or right hand corner behind a flap. Any little nasties like pen heads or coins and stuff will gravitate to this and get clogged in there. If you clean it out, then you'll find a lot of your draining issues that people tend to have disappear just because your drain starts to work again. In regards to like cotton washers, if you're putting cottons in them, wash them on cottons. If you're putting your delicates in them, run them on delicates. The best time I like to recommend to people about quick washers is one that have got little tackers and they tend to forget to wash a uniform or something. You can pump it through a quick 20 or a quick wash to give it that soapy smell before they run out the door. Then if you keep it clean, you keep your cycles as they should, and then you'd be happy days.
Yeah.
What most people don't realise is the soap that goes into a machine, I'm not going to lie, I've never really read the box, I just know it's there. If you use powder in a washing machine, it'll generally tell you how much powder to use and what temperature that powder needs to activate at. A lot of customers ask me, well, I don't have hot water connected to my washing machine anymore. I've only got a cold water tap. That's because older school washing machines, to make them cheaper, would use the hot water that you have stored in your house. Most machines now only have cold water coming into them, and they will actually create and heat their own water internally to wash it to the desired temperature that you choose.
When it comes to weights, do washing machines have weights in them?
Top loaders, no, because the centrifugal force that the drum turns tends to keep it counterweighted itself. Top loaders don't have the weights because that's why they're generally cheaper and a lot lighter to lift. With front loaders, they do have either concrete, plastic, or some brands even have metal plates internally to weigh them down, because the way the centrifugal forces, they actually move a lot more. And that's why if you've ever tried to lift a front loader on your own, they're very, very ridiculously heavy. They do have weights, and the quality of the money you spend on your machine will generally determine on how big a quality the weights are in the machine. So some brands will be cheaper, but they'll have concrete plates, which can break down over time. Whereas some that have like a composite metal will be a lot more dearer, but you'll get a lot less noise out of the machines. So what also freaks people out is when I rock up to a machine, I would rock up with a laptop for a particular brand, and I can actually download information from my computer, which really impresses people, and that's why you spend the money. You get what you pay for with particular brands. Everyone likes to have nice fluffy clothes and fluffy towels, and especially in the cold season. My wife actually proved to me to resalvage crusty socks, but more beautiful fluffy towels. Don't use fabric softener. Use your typical $2 vinegar and fill that up in your fabric softener instead with your towels. And then when your towels have finished, if you have access to a dryer and you can put your towels in a dryer, they will nearly come out brand new.
ABC Radio Darwin.